It's time now for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear Americans' stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Hillary Stowes-Krause. I met Aaron Traister on his farm out in north central Nebraska. He's a young guy, not quite 30, but he's lived almost his entire life on the farm. After graduating from college with a degree in chemistry, Traister returned to his hometown. He and his dad run the operation together, farming 5,000 acres just off the Nebraska sandhills. He says this year was tough with the drought, but he's glad he came back.
I'm Aaron Traister. I live in O'Neill, Nebraska. That's north central Nebraska. I live with my wife, Jennifer, daughter, Julia, and newborn baby, Barrett. Yeah, all through grade school, I remember I wanted to farm, and then I went to college and had a few different ideas, but I came back here. I went to Creighton University in Omaha, and I have a chemistry degree, and I did apply for med school for a year, and I got on a wait list, but I never did apply again. While I was applying to med school, I was back here helping on the farm and just learned to like it more, and I was getting married, so it's kind of a good time to come back and settle down. We don't have cattle, so the wintertime, I have more time to be around the house and go on trips and do those things, but it's kind of frustrating because she's a teacher, and summer's her time off, and wintertime is my time off, so that's conflicting, but when you catch rain in the summertime, you got a few days off. This year, that didn't happen much. The management's been getting so much easier. You have computers and the internet. The tractors run off GPS, and they can just drive a perfectly straight line within an inch. Even these systems, you can upgrade them so you can check them on your iPhone or computer at home. That's becoming a lot more popular. Yeah, my dad hasn't adapted the technology yet. We first got the tractors with the auto steer so they could drive themselves when I came back, and I don't think he would have if I would not have chosen to come back to farm. So he kind of takes a step up and buys that stuff to help out. Where I understand it, it really does help out. Well, it's just been almost like a panic all season long, just making sure your irrigation systems are running just all the time, because even with them running, the crop's starving for water and the yield's getting hurt, so if the irrigation systems are stopped, you just have to get them going right away, no matter what it takes. I guess I'm only 29, but it's the worst I've seen, and the old-timers, they talk about it as bad as much they've seen since 56. And I guess it just makes a lot of work out of things.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroots.